Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Oldrick back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, 10 years that he's been joining us on a regular basis to talk to us about all the smart things that he's working on. He's the author of a number of books, we've helped him launch on the show, including Jump the Curve, including The Next Big Thing is Really Small, including he's taught us all about nanotechnology, and then I think the new book is called Foresight 2020, right, Jack?
That is correct.
He's one of the great futurists in our brain trust and of our time, and he's our good friend. Jack, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. You know, Jack, the internet is such a fascinating thing. It's literally contributed significantly to create the first major shift in the marketplace in 10,000 years. That's what my new book is about. But it's when you understand it's fascinating to understand how it got started and how it evolved and how it's become what it is now. And how, in such a short period of time, it's connected to virtually every part of our lives, isn't it?
It really has, and I think that I think it's interesting for the public just to remember the internet was really just created 25 years ago, so it's only 25 years old. But we're now at a stage where it's going to take another quantum leap forward, and what I'm
when you say 25 years, you mean as we know it. It was the origin of it back, but you mean as we use it now?
Yeah, as we use it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first people within the Defense Department began sharing information with one another and creating networks. But now, what's coming next, Jim, is what's being referred to as the Internet of Things.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a quick story. You went back that far to 89. The guy, I'm trying to think of his name, I'll think of it in a minute, who basically launched Network Solutions was associated with those guys who invented the internet. And he said that they asked the guy who was considered to be the father of the internet in 89, what do you think about letting the average person have access to the internet? He actually looked at them and said, what would they do with it?
Really?
Yeah, that's in a new book that I reported on recently. The guy actually said, I don't know, what would they do with it? and that was only 25 years ago that he said that. So go ahead. So human beings have had access to the internet all this time, but now there's this other kind of other level of internet that you were just describing as the Internet of Things. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So your listeners are going to start hearing more and more about the term the Internet of Things, and it's simply that point when more objects, physical items, are connected to the internet than people. We are now putting computer chips, sensors, radio frequency identification chips on a variety of things.
My car.
Exactly. This is going to allow
the internet. If the air on my tire in my car goes down, it reports that over the internet, and I get a report once a month, and it tells me what my tire pressure is and what my oil consumption is.
Yeah, that's right. And so, I think sticking with the cars, this is the easiest way to help your listeners understand the potential and how the Internet of Things is going to change things. Are you familiar with Progressive Insurance Company?
Mm-hmm.
That they have a new device. It's been out for about a year, but it's called Snapshot. And it's little sensors, and they say, if you think you're a good driver, allow us to put this sensor which just snaps into your dashboard, and that allows us to detect how fast you're driving, whether you accelerate or brake too often,
mm-hmm.
and with that information, they can determine if you're a safe driver or not, and if you
yeah.
are safe, you get a 10% discount. If you're not, you know, your rates probably go up. But really, what they're trying to do is save their best customers money, but also, you know, become more competitive in the insurance industry. And I
right.
just think that that hints at how human behavior is going to change as more sensors are. New business models
right.
are going to be created as a result.
And every one of those things you just said, Jack, we have to ask ourselves, how can this be good for us, but also how can this be not so good for us when we talk about the Internet of Things? Jack Ulrich and I will be right back after these messages. His new book is called Foresight 2020. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.